Trump thanks law enforcement, those concerned after second assassination attempt. It was certainly an interesting day. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 15, 2024. Former President Donald Trump took to social media on Sunday night to respond to the September 15 assassination attempt on his life, thanking those concerned in law enforcement, adding, "It was certainly an interesting day. I would like to thank everyone for your concern and well wishes. It was certainly an interesting day." Trump began in a Truth Social post following the second assassination attempt on his life this year. "Most importantly, I want to thank the U.S. Secret Service, Sheriff Rick Bradshaw and his Office of Brave and Dedicated Patriots, and all of law enforcement, for the incredible job done today at Trump International in keeping me, as the 45th President of the United States, and the Republican nominee in the upcoming presidential election, safe," Trump continued. "The job done was absolutely outstanding. I'm very proud to be an American," Trump concluded in his post. As Breitbart News reported, the 45th president's campaign announced that Trump was safe on Sunday afternoon following gunshots in his vicinity. Suspect Ryan Wesley Routh reportedly positioned himself in the bushes near Trump International Golf Course, where he appeared to be lying in wait for Trump, who was golfing, to come into view. Trump Jr. said on social media that an AK-47 was smuggled into the bushes on the golf course. Other reports say the suspect had also smuggled a GoPro camera, presumably to film what he allegedly planned to do. While this is a developing story, the Daily Mail interviewed the would-be assassin's son, who confirmed that his father does in fact hate former President Trump. The FBI now says it is investigating an apparent second assassination attempt against Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., meanwhile, announced that the state of Florida will conduct its own investigation into what happened separate from the federal investigation. Questions still need to be answered as to how Routh, as well as fellow would-be assassin Thomas Matthew Crooks, were able to get as far along as they did in their alleged assassination attempts. How the two wannabe assassins got this close to Trump and found weaknesses in security plans around the 45th president within the span of just 2 months still needs to be understood. As Breitbart News reported, Trump narrowly survived the July 13 assassination attempt and was shot in the ear after Crooks opened fire on him while he was delivering his remarks during a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. That first assassination attempt resulted in the death of former fire chief Corey Comprator. Two other rally-goers, David Dutch and James Kippenhiver, were severely injured. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.